An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180-some-odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me! Jason Robert!
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP Yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Another edition of DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Michael Mullins. I am joined by the inspirational and extremely talented Stacey Morris. She can be found at stacymorris.com. And always the man, the only person in history to win a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony for outstanding achievements as a professional stud muffin. Ladies and gentlemen, the unsung hero of DDP Yoga, Robert McLaren. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey.
Doing good.
Doing great.
I spent most of the evening looking for those awards, and they haven't turned up.
They're in the mail, brother. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Great, Mike. And actually, I just wanted to, you know, welcome you officially to DDP Yoga as our permanent co-host, our third co-host. We decided you were too good a catch to pass up.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. I'm really, really excited to be here, too. And if for no reason other than just to pay back all the help you guys have given me over the past few years, it's been a real inspirational journey for me, and I couldn't have done it without having the weekly check-ins for DDP Radio, so I'm really excited to pay that back to the community any way that I possibly can.
Cool. Well, we're glad to have you on board.
Oh, thank you so much. So first off, we got a great show today. Robert's going to be checking in. Yoga Doc's going to be checking in. We're going to have a new segment on this show featuring the Doctor of Rock himself, the Yoga Doc, Dr. Craig Aaron. He, of course, is one of the creators of DDP Yoga along with Diamond Dallas Page. And Yoga Doc heads up the certification process here at DDP Yoga. And we're going to have a new segment with the Yoga Doc checking in weekly for a weekly Yoga Doc Corner where he answers questions about the certification process. If you're involved or hoping to be involved in the certification process, we're going to have Yoga Doc here to answer questions in just a few seconds. But first off, I wanted to talk to Robert about the big news. You know, we got the big news of Scott Hall going into the WWE Hall of Fame this year, and what a comeback. You know, a DDP Yoga success story, if there ever was one. Can you agree, Robert?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's kind of funny because a year and a half ago, if any wrestling fan had a Deadpool, as morbid as that is, Scott Hall and Jake Roberts would have been at the very top. So it's a very cool thing to see them coming full circle and getting their careers back.
Yeah, and they have a huge weekend coming up in New Orleans, but all Dallas, Jake, and Scott coming up for WrestleMania 30, and you know, it's really fitting that those three DDP Yoga success stories have such a big part of the festivities down in the Big Easy this year, namely WrestleMania 30, the WWE Hall of Fame ceremonies, and also some DDP Yoga and Jake and Scott, you know, personal events going on too. Can you tell us what's going on with them down in New Orleans?
Well, we've got I forget what they're calling it, but there's basically going to be a really cool event at the House of Blues with both Jake and Scott Hall. Jake's, I believe, is doing his one-man show, and Scott's going to be doing his thing. And it's going to be a really cool event. I know they have a lot of special guests that are going to appear, and we're keeping the wrap on exactly who those are. But if you're a wrestling fan, you definitely want to be there.
Yep, that's New Orleans, the House of Blues, Friday, April 4th from 8 p.m. to midnight. It's Jake Roberts and Scott Hall, and it's being billed as a Hall of party. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And also, the Hall and Roberts will be telling the stories from their careers with fans, and like Robert said, all kinds of other wrestlers and celebrities will be appearing too. I guess that's top secret, so I don't know either. So we're going to keep the lids on that one. But that's going to be a big weekend for DDP Yoga and for Jake Scott and personally.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, them going into the Hall of Fame is absolutely, that's kind of like winning the championship. It's career defining.
Exactly.
So it's gonna be very cool. A little side story is I make all the banners for all the guys. If you go to the shows or anywhere that you do a meet and greet and there's a banner behind them, I that's my job. But we did one for Scott, and the top of his banner is the Hall of Fame logo. But the tricky part was that he wanted to use those banners before the Hall of Fame. So we actually had to figure out a way to cover up the banner without destroying it so he could use it at the toy convention. But now if you see the banner, of course, there's a really big-ass Hall of Fame logo at the top, as there should be.
Oh, that's awesome. It's so fitting. What a great career those guys have had. And not to be negative or anything like that, because, you know, this is a real positive show, and I hate to be, like, the negative, like, Debbie Downer kind of guy, but I remember Stephen Dallas talking to me in Mexico a couple years ago, and they were talking about having Jake come to move to the house, and he was going to come in and, you know, live with them, and they're going to try to get him clean. And I hate to be the person who said this, who betted against them, but it just didn't seem logical. It seemed like some people are so far down that it's not, you know, it doesn't seem possible that they can come back up. And if anyone has defied the odds and the logic and, you know, their histories more than Jake and Scott have, I can't name anybody off the top of my head, because I don't think anyone could have seen this coming 2 or 3 years ago, as you said, Robert.
No, and I'll tell you what, I really had my doubts about doing it as well, because, you know, Jake's not like a close friend of mine, but I know the guy. I've seen the stuff that everybody else has done, or that he's done over the years and the different things, and Dallas took a big chance on him. And, you know, he put his name and the company's name on the line, you know, for Jake, and, you know, it's been amazing, but I certainly had my doubts.
Absolutely, and it's a nice way to be proven wrong. It really is, and you know, and that's probably a big motivating factor in their recovery, is proving people wrong, because a lot of people had them counted out, and that is a point of, you know, motivation, is proving everybody who doesn't think you can do it wrong. And I think they've done more than a hell of a good job doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And to answer a question from the chat room that Stacey, you just sent me, from what I understand, on the cancer that he had behind his knee, I believe that they have all that. The last I heard is that they were waiting for the final, they sent the cells and everything off for an analysis, so they're waiting on the final word from that, but it's looking good.
Oh, good.
Great to hear. You know, Jake's a fighter. He's always been a fighter. And I truly believe, you know, I'm not religious or anything like that, but I truly believe that Jake is here for a reason, and he's going to do great things for the rest of his life. I really do, helping, covering addicts and, you know, just getting people healthy in general. He's just a great, you know, spokesperson for not only DDP Yoga, but just a way to change your life. And we're glad to see Jake and Scott taking their rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame at WrestleMania 30 in New Orleans. And I think we have Dr. Craig Aaron on the line. Is that right, Robert?
That's right.
The yoga doc, Dr. Craig Aaron, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Always chugging along.
All right, and as I mentioned, Yoga Doc heads up the certification program here at DDP Yoga, and anybody looking to get certified, it's the top-notch program, and Yoga Doc is an excellent teacher, and we got all kinds of people helping out with the program, and we're giving some time for Yoga Doc to give a little lowdown of what's going on the certification process. And if you guys have any questions, whether you're in the certification process, looking to get into it, call in now. The number is 347-992-1216, 347-992-1216, and Yoga
it's
Doc is here for...
It's 994, Mike.
What's that?
It's 347-994.
I'm sorry, 347-994-1216.
Yep.
My bad.
It's only his second day. Give him a, you know. He'll catch up.
Yogi Doc is going to answer some questions from the chat room and on the phone number. So give us a call if you're in the certification process. But I'm going to hand it over to Yogi Doc right now, and he's going to give some information on the DDP Yoga certification process.
Well,
yeah,
what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer a couple of questions right off the bat. There have been people who are emailing me, talking to me, or asking me about something that we extended to folks right off the bat, which is hours of practice. You know, many people obviously come to us after they have had magnificent results and they're just completely just over the top excited about the program that they want to teach and share, you know, their experiences with others by teaching others. One of the certification requirements is at least 100 hours of DDP yoga practice that you logged. I am telling people to log, and most people are logging their hours anyway, as part of their calendar on their from their original DDP yoga workouts. If they're following the calendar, all they have to do is just look at how much time they spent each day in practice. We've extended that to folks of at least 6 months prior to the date of registration. That's towards your 100 hours of DDP yoga practice. I just got a question today about, wait a minute, is it all of 2013? No, it's 6 months prior to your date of registration. But we put together, Dallas and I put together a level one workout for our prospective teachers to go ahead and practice along with and learn and memorize so that they can teach it. You're going to have a lot of hours doing that. That's a guarantee. So that's just one thought for everybody out there. That's answering one question right off the bat.
Awesome. And once again, if you guys want to call in real quick, give Yoga Doc some questions for you, 347-994-1216. I am in the certification process myself. I just started my teaching hours recently. And so do you want to explain to people who are thinking about getting into this program just exactly what it entails? It really is a full spectrum certification program. It's not something you guys just threw together and just said, okay, you're certified, which is a great way to go about things because you don't want just anybody representing the DDP Yoga brand. Can you give us like an overview of, you know, for people that are looking to get into the certification process?
Well, basically, you need to be working with the program for at least 6 months, I would say. 3 months, fine. It just depends on how you're coming in. But if you're not, I would say if you're just doing it because you want to teach something, wow, you better be really, really good at teaching something. And what I mean by that is, you know, DDP yoga is an experience. The best way to share your experience is how you've gone along on your own journey, right? So right off the bat, you need to have at least 3, 5, 6 months worth of experience going through the program on your own, getting into the healthy eating, everything that we offer into healthy eating, maybe changing your eating life, looking at how your fitness levels have changed, if you've had weight loss, things like that. That's right off the bat. Number two is you know, you're going to have to take a good hard look at when you're teaching, are you teaching because you want to make a lot of money at it, or are you because it's one of the greatest things that you've ever done? You know what? You can probably do both. But get focused. Figure out what it is that you want. And we've got a guy right now who's just taken off. He's teaching classes all over the place. Matt Hancock, he was our first certified level one teacher. And he's actually traveling from state to state now. He's out of Illinois, but he's teaching in Wisconsin. I believe he's done some things in Michigan. You can do both. But it's just what Dallas talked about in regard to the SmackDown formula as far as look what it is, you know, look and see what it is that you're really, what's your goal, what's your focus. And there can be many more than one. So, you know, what does it entail? It entails 100 hours of personal practice, at least 20 hours of logged teaching hours. You need to memorize the level one certification workout or at least chart it out and really begin to teach it. You've got to know our diamond dozen positions. And be able to teach that, put together a little mini workout, maybe an intro workout that'll probably take about 30 minutes. That'll be a great marketing tool for folks. So like that. that's a good start. You've got to read Yoga for Regular Guys, which was the first book. We call it the Old Testament of DDP Yoga that Dallas and I put together. And you'll have a lot of questions asked of you on that from your 50-question open book test. Not hard, just you need to know the ideas behind what we're about. How's that for a start?
Awesome. Sounds good. We have a caller for you, Doc. We have Patricia on the line. She has a question for the Yoga Doc regarding certification. Patricia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I happen to be from the metropolitan D.C. area. Right now, I cannot put any weight on a fractured ankle. We also have a tremendous number of wounded warriors in this area. Have you thought or have you made information available on doing DDP yoga without necessarily being able to stand? I know a lot of our young soldiers returning would love to have something where they're also working with wrestlers because they're very strong. They may just not have any legs or arms anymore.
Well, Doc is the specialty on this kind of stuff. Doc, what do you think about, the limited access to DDP yoga, physically?
Well, Arthur, the beauty of this is that Arthur Borman was the first person to really put together a lot of the modifications based on the fact that he could not stand himself, he wouldn't be able to stand without canes. Arthur Borman also has YouTube videos of how he modified many of the different positions. But to answer your question directly, there probably needs to be a Wounded Warriors workout. Certainly something that we would be able that we would need to put together. But the idea that you can do something. There are certain levels of modification. It's all about movement in a way. Even if what we say is the mother of invention is one's desire to go ahead and do something, even if they don't have the ability to do it right away. You'd be surprised how the modifications people come up with. Maybe we should go ahead and put together a modifications video. What do you think, Robert?
I think it's an awesome idea.
Yeah, Sorry,
the app would be a great avenue for those different types of workouts, too. The DDP Yoga app that's coming out, specialty workouts for either wounded warriors or people who are unable to do the regular workouts. That app is going to create a whole new avenue for different types of workouts to branch off of as it becomes, more available.
And Michael, to jump in on that, that's perfect. I'm glad you brought that up. We have already, Patricia, put together workouts and have put together some time slots with Arthur Borman, who we shot a number of, of vignettes with Arthur showing people how he basically modified and changed up his workouts for the original DVDs. And that's coming out on the app.
When will this app be out?
Robert, did you say October?
The last word I had on that was Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday. That's right. Yes. Probably around. Yeah, that's right. That's what I heard as well.
But the thing about DDP yoga is once you learn the positions and stuff like that, I could look at a workout right now and I could not do a workout that's on my TV, and I could just make up a workout that works for me doing the things that I can do. And Dallas put together a great tutorial for Honest Tea of how to do, just a chair workout, like working out in your chair and loosening up and, getting an upper body workout while sitting in your chair at an office. And that might be something that, is an option for people who can't stand or can't, do the traditional yoga, DDP yoga workout. Check out the video Dallas did with Honest Tea. It's just a chair workout. It's a stretch for people who are sitting down or can't stand up during the day, and that might just help get the ball rolling. And other than that, if you look at the DVDs, you can kind of modify the DDP yoga. And Dallas will say to you, he says, do what works for you, make it your own. And that's the key to DDP yoga is making it your own, doing what you can do. There are positions that after 2 years I still can't do, and I modify and make it my own to the point where I get something out of it without doing the position that's on the DVD.
Patricia, that's on YouTube, as a matter of fact. Is that right, Robert? The Honest Tea vignette?
Yes. Are you talking about the office workout? Yes.
Right, the office workout.
And I mentioned that on the show before. I would go to YouTube and just search for DDP Yoga Office Workout.
There you go, Patricia.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling, Patricia. And I think we have Travis on the line, too, with a question for Yoga Doc. Travis, you there?
Yeah, hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Travis?
Man? Hey, just sweating it out like always, so... Hey, so Yoga Doc, I'm doing the certification stuff, the 20 hours of teaching or whatever else. How many of those need to be videoed?
Well, the recommendation is that as Dallas used to have his matches years ago, he would video every match. So,
Right. Okay,
you don't have to do that, but I strongly recommend that you, and Dallas would go over his matches. He would fix what he thought was wrong. He would basically sharpen his craft as a wrestler by watching himself do what he needed to do and what he didn't want to do, and then try to change it. Direct question, answer to your question, I would tape as many as you can, but it's for your own use. At one point, how many really need to be submitted? Well, you know, you can submit anytime you feel you're ready. So,
right.
But I would get very, very familiar with your camera. I get familiar with your shooting angles. I would say that you would be a pretty fortunate guy if you taught a lot of classes, never videotaped them, decided to put the video camera up, and said, all right, I'm ready to go for my certification video now. You'd be surprised what happens, unfortunately.
You basically want to be able to make it a teachable class, one that you'd be okay with enough doing in front of people, like a group of people. That's what Doc wants to see, right? You know, he wants to see you in act as how you've learned.
Absolutely. Right. So, you know, that's the deal is, and you'll notice, you know, in the beginning as you start, that 56, 58-minute workout might take you an hour and 15 minutes to teach just because of your familiarity with the information. Once again, to answer your question, I would tape at least 5, maybe even 10 of them, go over them. We now have mentors in place where if you say, you know, I think I've corrected as much as I can correct from this, shoot it off to one of our level one teachers right now. They'll review it, tell you what you may need to change, and then you can hone it down. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, absolutely it does. I mean, I'm not just asking for myself. Like, Mike Stroh reached out to me here. He's the closest guy to me that's actually started up in the certification. He's just an hour south of me down in Sioux City. And he reached out to me on helping him out. Taping his level one certification. He needed somebody that he's got a couple people that he teaches, but he doesn't, they modify a lot, and he wanted to try to find somebody fairly close that wouldn't be doing a whole lot of modification. So, so we have kind of an idea. We kind of work together because I'm going to probably utilize him once I officially put in for the certification, which I'm on track and doing next month on the 22nd. And so we can kind of work off each other and make it happen.
That's great. Here's one thing for you, just for everybody to know. It's okay to have people modifying throughout the class. You know, my comment to a number of folks when they've asked me on our forums on Facebook, my comments are typically, you'll want to have people who at least one can keep up with you, you know, whether they have to modify or not. And, you know, obviously the better that your students are, probably the easier it is for the grading process. But, you know, modifications are okay as long as you don't have to continually put a student into modification over and over again throughout the workout. Does that make sense? There's almost like a middle ground there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that makes perfect sense. All right. Cool. Yeah, that's...
Well, go ahead, Travis.
Oh, no. That pretty much handles my stuff. I was going to call in and say, hey, I Ironmaned the workouts the last couple of days here, so I just got back from the dojo doing a hard hour and a half of throws and groundwork or whatever else and throwing in some stand-up in between. So nice. Just wanted to give my shout-out and give a shout-out to Mark Furness there. He's working strong here, too, and, encourage him to keep it up.
Stacey, we have a question in the chat room from Mark Furness,
beautiful.
Don't we?
Yeah, we do. And then I had a quick question for Yoga Doc.
But I don't want to take over the whole show, okay? I'm going to step back after these two.
All right, Mark, he's in the U.K. He's toiling away at certification, and he has a question on requirements and teaching hours. He's teaching some people who are fairly new and aren't ready for the certification-level workout. And if he does, say, energy or fat burner with these people, would that count towards teaching hours?
Well, it'll count toward teaching hours, yes. But what I would rather, and this is really what I'd rather see him do, is I'd rather him teach as much of the level one workout as he can to those folks. What happens is he'll develop those people. I call them, you're putting together your own force, your own group that turns into your own DDP yoga army, wherever you are, right? He can develop those folks on the way up. Can he, would he tape it? Probably not. Maybe he'll tape it for his own ability to break down things on his for himself. But can you teach energy or something else? Sure. But the thing is, you're going to be tested on two things: the level one workout, and however you have to modify that level one workout for who's the room and that who's in the room, and that's great practice. And then number two is the introductory workout based on the Diamond Dozen. Perhaps you could even go ahead and put together a little bit of a program, start to work that Diamond Dozen introductory workout up with those people, as opposed to just doing energy or something like that. But just remember, hey, you can use energy as a template, because most of the Diamond Dozen moves and positions are in energy and some of the other workouts, obviously, on the DVDs. Just food for thought there.
Awesome. Wealth of knowledge, Yoga Doc. And Yoga Doc runs an awesome program. If you want more information on the DDP Yoga Certification Program, check out ddpyogacertification.com to get started, find out all the information you need. And Doc is available via ddpyoga.com as well. You can email him or Robert for any questions you have in the process. And we're going to have Doc on probably every week if we can, and just to answer some certification questions from now on. So thank you for taking some time out to talking to us, Doc.
You bet. It's my pleasure. And I'll stick around as long as I can and just listen in, and there you have it. But I'll step back. Did Mark Furness want – was that Mark's question?
I think you answered it.
Okay, very good.
Awesome. I just had a quickie, Yoga Doc. I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask you anyway. For somebody like me who's been around doing this for 5 years, would I automatically get certified?
I need a video of teaching the Diamond Dozen.
I'm just kidding.
you have no idea. I got people asking me all kinds of really interesting stuff, and they're
I did a down dog once. Does that count as certification?
Yeah, there you go. Hey,
okay,
that counts as about 5 breaths of your workout hours. Yeah, there you go.
I thought I'd give it a shot.
Well, Stacey, we'll be sending
so much, man.
Stacey, we're going to be sending you your DDP Radio certification. You'll get that in the mail.
Okay.
Nice. So we're going to get into the topic real quick. We've got about half the show down, but when brainstorming some ideas this week with Stacey and Robert, we thought, what better time of the year to start setting up some goals for summertime? And as I put it in the email to Stacey, a lot of us have a lot of summertime goals, whether it's, get to a certain milestone, master position, get into a certain pair of summer shorts that you want to get into, or a bikini, depending on what you're... Not saying I'm wearing a bikini right now, but I'm just putting it out there. But and I know many of us live in climates like unlike Robert, that are a bit below 70 in the winter and can lead to some winter blues. So if you guys had got through any tough challenges this winter, whether you struggled, whether you, you know, flourished, or whether you have goals for summer and you're going to use spring as a catalyst to get to those goals, you know, give us a call, 347-994-1216, or hit us up in the chat room. Tell us your story. Tell us your goals. Tell us what you want to do by summer. We're making goals tonight. This is like digitally inking our goals right now in front of the whole world, and it'll make us more accountable. It'll make us, you know, it'll be right here for the world to see, so we can get back to you in 4 months and say, did you get that goal and you got that accountability factor? And we're making summertime going to be the best summer ever. Right, Stacey?
That is absolutely correct.
Now, and, Stacey, you know, I know you've hit more milestones than I've had birthdays. So what is left for you to do? What do you want to do by summertime? Do you have anything that you just want to own and, you know, make your own in the process of getting to where you want to be ultimately? Or are you where you want to be?
Oh, no. I don't think anyone's ever quite where they want to be, and that's what I think keeps you going. At least it keeps me going. I want to continue. I shared a few weeks ago, I started doing this thing known as dry brushing, because I'm down to, you know, the last few pounds, and they're very stubborn, and I'm going to use any technique I can that doesn't involve, you know, torture or barbarism, you know, to get the saddlebags off. So I'm committing to doing that every day, and I have been. And also, I just want to get back in, well, not back in, I bought a pair of jeans, a size that were, you know, too small for me, and I want to get into them by summer. They're still eluding me. So I think that's, you know, it might mean stepping up the workouts, maybe getting a little cleaner with the food. But that's my, I'm going to say by the end of June, I would like to meet that goal.
Awesome. That's a good goal, and it's an achievable goal, too. That's important always, too, is to get yourself goals that you can achieve. Because if you make these, you know, monstrosity of goals that you can't get to in the time period you want to, and then you don't end up hitting, it's discouraging. And it's very important to make goals that are reasonable, that you can actually achieve to get to the goals and see the finish line, because that's going to give you more motivation and more inspiration to hit the next goal as well. And Stacey, I'm sure you know a lot about goals. You know, you've come so far in this program, and it's all about setting up little goals at a time, and, you know, to get to your big goal.
Oh yeah, definitely little goals, because, you know, if I had started out looking at the whole road ahead of me and 185 pounds, it just would have just been, I couldn't even think in those terms. You know, I just had to get through each week, basically. And you know how Sparky used to say, how do you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time, something to that effect. You really just have to take each little step as it comes. And then, you know, the other cool part about small goals and small steps is you get to rack up a lot of victories, you know, if you break it down.
I got to share, I do Weight Watchers on the side along with gluten and dairy-free eating, and I've had great success with it. And my Weight Watcher leader, Christy, has a great mantra. She had a lot of weight to lose when she first started, and her goal was to lose 5 pounds. And after she lost that 5 pounds, she wanted to lose another 5 pounds. So when someone would ask her, how much have you lost? She said 5 pounds, because she broke it down 5 pounds at a time, and every 5 pounds was a different milestone for her. And, you know, if you break it down like that, like, all I have to lose is this 5 pounds this time. You know, it makes it a lot easier than looking at it and saying, like, I got to lose 200, 300 pounds. It's a lot easier to kind of mentally wrap your head around. I'm going to take a call real quick. We have Josh on the line. Is this McAdoo? Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Josh. What's going on, man?
Hey, not a whole lot. Just got done making dinner for the family and figured I'd call in and say hey and whatnot and throw out what I kind of have planned for the summertime and what I want to be working on. I think the biggest thing is working on the certification and really just owning that and really getting that level one workout down where I'm doing it in my sleep, you know, is the biggest thing that I want to do, as well as just kind of drop some more weight. I met my goal was 185 when I first started last February, and within 6 months I hit that and kind of just been coasting like right there for, you know, for how many months now. And so I want to get down a little bit lower and just kind of lean up more. And so those are my two huge things that I want to do. and kind of coming off of
one workout. And if you own your certification process, the rest will follow, man. That's the great thing. You know, you focus on one goal, and just working on that goal leads to other goals like being met.
And I think the big thing with you know, with the level one workout and just like taking it to that next step is getting past the wintertime poor me kind of attitude that comes in and out, and sometimes it stays for a day and sometimes it stays for a week or two, you know, and you're just like, you got to kick it. And so finally getting that kind of out of my system, and that was probably the first time since I started that I had a really big downswing of just like just feeling like, you know, like everything slowed down and it wasn't where, you know, I wasn't where I wanted to be. And so time to really kick it back up into gear. And so I'm really excited to see what happens with that and the summertime coming up. So
awesome, man. And you hit it right on the head. A lot of people get those winter blues, whether they even realize it or not. Their system kind of gets depressed in the winter. You know, the sun's going down a lot earlier. I don't know how it is in Alaska, but
God, it's horrible here.
Sun goes down a lot earlier. It's cold out. You can't get out, do anything. You're cooped up in the house, which is, you know, great for DDP yoga, but, you know, in the other aspect of being active, you know, your life takes a big hit, and a lot of people don't know how to deal with that, you know, down depression that comes with winter, and they either eat or get lethargic or unmotivated or tired and, you know, don't know how to deal with, you know, their lives. And, you know, summertime is when people kind of awaken. They call it the spring awakening, and people start to get motivated and excited. But at that point, sometimes, you know, you put on so much weight or did so much damage that you're not motivated in the summer either.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, and it's been frustrating. Like, I'm thankful that, like, I've kept my clean eating up, and I've just stayed at the same weight instead of gaining all my weight back. So I'm very fortunate with that, but I'm still, you know, I got to that point where it was, like, just kicking myself over and over, and then it's that downward spiral that you do, you know. So it's time to get out of it, and been doing a lot better in the last couple of weeks, and then got hit with a nasty cold followed by hockey injuries have kind of put me out, not being able to do my workouts right now. So I'm just trying to ease my way back into it.
From doing this for 2 years is, you know, there's going to be times where you're either sick or injured, or, you know, there's something going to happen where you either put on weight or lose a little momentum. Just remember that every step back takes two steps forward. Everything you lose can be reattained, you know, with a little hard work. And Stacy, I'm sure it wasn't all smooth sailing for you either in that massive weight loss you lost. I'm sure you had a couple setbacks as well.
Yeah, I had a few shaky moments, you know, but what really helped me was I had a lot of support, and I stayed very connected to the community, you know, because that's what really made the difference between this time when I saw it through to the end of my goal, and other times where I gave up along the way, was I tried to do it on my own.
Yeah.
That you just hit the nail on the head for everything that I've been telling people for the past 2 years. A lot of people, when they struggle or, you know, aren't doing so well, they almost feel kind of embarrassed or ashamed. They withdraw from the community. They don't want to deal with, you know, telling people that they're having a hard time, so they move away. When in all reality, you need to come closer and let the community pump you up and be there for you in your hard times instead of withdrawing. And a lot of people, I see that a lot, and that sometimes leads the end of people, you know, at Team DDP Yoga. And you really need to just embrace the community when you're having that, you know, tough spell, because we'll pull you through it. We'll make sure you get out of it. The last thing you want to do is go away.
Yeah, that's the
best
thing.
Especially when you're feeling vulnerable, you can't back away, and that's when you have to really admit your vulnerabilities. You know, we all have them.
Yeah, and reaching out in those moments has been like huge for me, and it took me a few months in the beginning to reach out and to people, and now that I have that there, man, it seems like right when I need an email, a text message, or, you know, something on Facebook, there's always something like right there, and it's like, okay, you know, I got that support, sweet, you know, and they carries you on, so it's awesome.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Stick around. That's the most important thing. Stick around. As long as you're here, and even if you're off the mat for a month, 2 months, even 3 months, 4 months, as long as you keep coming back and, you know, you decide when you failed. You know, you don't fail until you've decided you failed. If you stick around and you always keep that an option that, you know, I can get on the mat today, I can eat right today, that's going to be all the difference.
Yep.
Yeah, and Josh, I wanted to give you a special shout-out because you've probably got it worse than any of us. How much daylight do you get now per day?
Well, now, like, now with the time change and stuff, with the daylight savings, we got a lot more, and it seems like every day it's getting better and better. But during the winter months, you know, the sun's coming up, and it seems like it's finally light around, like, 9:30, and then all of a sudden it's, like, noon, and it's already starting to kind of drop back down, and by 3:30 it's starting to get dark. So, I mean, happy, you know, those happy lights are at work and at home constantly, and this workout has definitely helped me with that, you know, how dark it is around here all the time. So, like, it was a big help for me making it through. But yeah, it's definitely, it's tough, and it can continue. And I've seen a lot of people, and I work with a lot of clients that have issues with that. And so it can be a nasty thing. Definitely.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in, Josh. We appreciate it. And get a hold of me.
Yeah, no problem.
I love you, man. I appreciate you getting the mic and 90% charts from me.
Yeah, no problem, man. That was a pretty sweet deal. So
take care, brother.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Thanks.
I think we have another caller. Richard Wilson is on the line. We're going to talk to Richard. If you guys have any questions, don't forget, call in to us right now, 347-994-1216, or you can hit us up in the chat room, and Stacy will take care of your questions from there. And I think we have Richard on the line. Richard, hello.
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, what's
Richard
going on,
Wilson?
Man?
Oh, my God, blast from the past.
Yeah, unfortunately,
wow.
Too far from the past, I think. I don't know. I just decided to listen in today. I haven't listened in a while. And after Yoga Doc's awesome session there, y'all put out about new goals. Well, then you segued into, and that's why I called them. I want to get down to 185, which was my original goal when I first came on, classic YRG, the first three DVD set. And I've been as close as like 192, 193, and then up and down, and up and down. Which, when y'all segue into talking about, you know, falling down, having pitfalls, and the withdrawing thing, and I'm going to tell y'all, don't run away, because I've tried. And if it weren't for Sparky and Stacy and Rez and Dallas yelling at me every once in a while, and, you know, the whole support group and Doug, you know, I'm higher than I want to be right now. I mean, I don't look like my best pictures on the site, but I'm not like the worst pictures on my worst pictures on the site either, because I had those anchors. So if you're out there and if you haven't done it yet, you will reach a point where you're going to say, why am I doing this? I want to eat that. I don't want to work out. Who's going to know? And then when you do it, you're going to go, oh, I can't go back to the site because everyone's going to know. Well, so what? We've all been there, you know? I'm not going to repeat verbatim what Dallas told me last time I whined to him about this, because it's not for, you know, family consumption. But basically, shut up and do the right thing. There's a few more words in that sentence. Shut up and get off your rear end and start get on the mat, okay? You control, you know, how you think, how you breathe, all those things. And it really is as simple as that. It's not always easy, especially as Stacy can attest, because if you read any of her blogs, I mean, they're just masterpieces in explaining how to get through these things. But it's simple, but it's not easy. But the worst thing you can do is run away.
Great point, Richard. And that says it all right there. I had an email from somebody this week, and a lot of people on Team DDP Yoga, which we love this. We love this, and it's a great motivating factor. But a lot of people tell, you know, oh, I'm doing so awesome. This is going well. This is doing awesome. I nailed that. I lost that. Not a lot of people come to us, you know, and are bragging about their, you know, defeats. So when somebody sees all these great things and they see that, oh, well, I just fell off the wagon, and I'm struggling right now, they feel kind of afraid to come to the community and say that, because a lot of people tell how much they're doing awesome. But I guarantee you, every single person that says they're doing awesome right now and every single person that just nailed that pose or lost that 10 pounds had a day where they struggled this week or a time where they struggled this week. I tell people all the time, I've lost 78 pounds. I still have a fat brain. When I walk by a cupcake, I want it. I don't care how much I know that it's not good for me. I want it. It's a daily battle. Some days I win, and some days I don't win. But you know what? As long as I keep getting back on that mat, like you said, shut the heck up and get back on that mat. It's not a defeat. And it's, you know, you learn from DDP yoga, and you have these thoughts in your brain that you know what you're supposed to do. And even on my worst day, I still make better decisions than I did on my best day before from all the things I've learned. And that's a great point, Richard. You know, some people are afraid to come to us with their defeats because a lot of people just, you know, are saying, I had so much success. But I guarantee you every success story was not flawless. Every single one of us has struggled in this program.
Absolutely, absolutely. Great to hear y'all. Have a great night, and I'll listen to you next week.
Thanks, Richard.
Thanks for calling, Richard.
And, you know, Stacey, I think you'd be a great, you know, person to talk about that because you before you hit DDP yoga, you did the yo-yo dieting quite a bit. You'd get motivated, you'd get pumped up, you'd start something, and then you'd fall off the wagon. What is it that made you see this one through? What is, and obviously the community in Dallas and stuff, but what are the it factors that made DDP yoga stick for you? I'm sure you've talked about this before.
Yeah, well, I learned a lot in my dieting career, which went on for about 20 to 30 years. And I made so many, you know, ups and downs and mistakes that by the time I, you know, got to my mid-40s, I really was thoroughly schooled in what not to do, you know. And I decided I was just going to, instead of dieting, instead of listening to somebody else's advice, I was going to listen to my body and my hunger levels and a little bit of nutritional advice because I, you know, I certainly don't know everything. I got some professional nutritional advice, but I had to learn to decide when it was time to stop eating, and I had to negotiate between my taste buds and my body function and my nutritional needs. So in other words, not just eating. I was either doing one of two things most of my life. I was either white-knuckling, dieting, depriving myself, or I was completely out of control binge eating. And I had to find the middle ground between the two because neither one of them was working well for me. So I would, you know, say, okay, you know, I have to have something to look forward to today. I've got to have some food that tastes good, but what can I have that tastes good that's not going to, you know, screw up my health? So I started coming up with recipes and techniques, and I discovered that, wait a minute, actually I do kind of like whole natural foods, you know? I really don't like junk food as much as I thought I did. I just was kind of using that as a tool to escape. So it was just basically what I'm trying to say is it was a process of getting to know myself and trust myself. That's what I knew was going to really keep me on this path long term.
One thing that I loved, and Dallas put out this video on DDP TV, it was when Jake had his falling off the wagon moment after months and months of sobriety, and he went in and slipped up. And the mentality of when people slip up is, oh, I just blew it. I blew 6 months, 7 months, 8 months of sobriety. I blew 2 months, 3 months of clean eating. But Dallas put into perspective perfectly with Jake, and he handled it perfectly. He said, no, you didn't blow it. You went 6 months without having booze. You're 6 months and 1 day. You know, 1 day is ruined. 1 day. It doesn't undo all the good you've done. The moment you tell yourself you've been defeated is the moment you're going to be defeated. You just get back on the mat and you say, okay, well, I screwed up. I'm going to own today. I'm going to eat well today. I haven't been on the mat for 2 days. Okay, well, I'm getting on today. And Dallas put that great. You know, he said, you're not 1 day sober. You're 320 days or whatever it is and one. And that's the really important mentality to have, is to make sure that you don't think you're defeated if you've had a bad day, and you don't think you're defeated if you skipped a workout, because that's going to lead you to be defeated. You know, you just got to move on, and that's really important
right.
when you're
it's
taking
okay.
on this or
it's,
any life.
It's okay to be human, and you know, there's no black and white. There's no such thing as perfect. And I also had to learn to be a lot less hard on myself. And, you know, I didn't have any – with food, there's no either or. I mean, you know, you don't just give up food the way you do alcohol. And I had to allow myself – you know, to say, okay, every now and then you're going to have a treat, you know, and it's not going to be you screwed up, you just had something a little decadent, You know, and that works for me. Now, some people, that doesn't work so well. But, you know, you have to know yourself and know when you're being too strict and when you might be setting yourself up for a possible, you know, binge or something if you're being too rough on yourself.
And a lot of people, I see a lot of people when they have a tough day, you know, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing. If this works for you, that's great. But I see them doing the GDP Yoga version 2 or GDP Yoga reboot. I never was a fan of that because, you know what, everything that happened before doesn't disappear when you decide you screwed up. That everything you did was a learning experience. Every time you had a bad meal and you realized afterwards and you felt like death after eating gluten or dairy or whatever, a chocolate cake by yourself or whatever, you learn from that and you realize, okay, I felt like horrible after I ate that. And every time you fall off the wagon, you know, in that aspect, every time you don't get on the mat, you think to yourself, well, I wish you did, and that's a learning experience. Uh-huh. I've never once done a workout and said, man, I wish I didn't do that. You know, it never happened. But I have gone through many of Thanksgiving dinners where I, you know, had everything in sight, and I go home and I say, oh, I wish I didn't do that. So it is a learning experience. Lifestyle, it's not, yeah. You know, it's not a reboot. It's not version 2. Everything that happened before actually happened, and I learned from it, and that's going to bring me to be ultimately where I want to be and become the person I want to be.
Absolutely. That's why, you know, I was 44 when I found DDP Yoga. Like I said, I'd had an entire lifetime of, you know, making mistakes and learning from them. And some people think, oh, my gosh, I got this so easily, you know. But it really was preceded by a few decades of hard knocks, you know, and that's what we all learn from. So it's okay.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's exactly what it is. It's a lifestyle. DDP Yoga is a lifestyle. Eating clean is a lifestyle. Life has ups and life has downs. And we take the ups, we take the downs. And it's just a journey. It's a journey. And, you know, no one has a seamless journey. Stacy went through tons of diets and fads to get to where she is. I've done the same thing. Robert was born a stick figure, but I'm sure he's a lot healthier now, aren't you, Robert?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. So that's the key. It's just, it's a journey. It's a lifestyle. You stay on the straight and narrow. You're going to have ups and downs. And the key is, it sounds cliche because you guys know you've heard this a million times from Dallas and on every, you know, motivational, inspirational website you've been to, fall down 9 times, get up 10. It sounds cliche. It's an old saying, but if you actually, you know, take in the words and listen to what they're saying, it is so true. It is so true. The time you get up, you've avoided defeat. Because you're only defeated when you keep yourself down. And we've got Andrea on the line. Andrea's called in, and we're going to take Andrea's question. We're going to wrap things up in a little bit. But, Andrea, are you there?
I am, by accident.
By accident?
I was wiping my phone off, and it hit the button, so I guess I'm here.
Well, hello.
Hi. So it's nice to talk to everyone. I guess in... speaking about goals for the summer, my number one goal right now, some people on the site know, but I'm working with Dallas's daughter, Brittany, and it's a 90-day thing. So her goal for me is to lose 60 pounds in 90 days, so that's kind of insane. So that's my first focus. And then kind of going along with what Stacy was talking about a minute ago about food, I'm really trying to look at food as something that serves me rather than me being a slave to my food or me serving the food because, you know, that's been normal for so long. But I want to look at food as fuel for my body and something that is either going to help me toward my goals and journey or hinder me. And I guess that's been pretty neat to be going through recently. So I guess those are my biggest things right now is trying to lose a lot of weight in a short amount of time and trying to do it in a healthy way that is going to just stay with me forever.
Absolutely.
That's great. I just want to caution you, and I don't mean this in any way as discouragement, but one thing I learned along the road of life is I can't really tell my body what to do. I can try to get it to cooperate, and we work together, and we're a team, but really my body's the ultimate boss. So if you meet that goal, fantastic. If your body has other ideas, please don't get discouraged.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't mean you failed or anything. It just means your body is going at its own pace.
Thank you, yeah. I will do my best to keep that in mind.
And there are certain times where your body will not give it to you, but you know what? It's not all about what's on the scale or the way you look. It's about the healthy changes you're making as well. And if you're making these positive changes of eating cleaner and eating healthier, the worst-case scenario, your body doesn't show you. Best-case scenario and the true scenario is knowing that you've changed your life, and on the inside, you're doing so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. I know at the end of it, I will be healthier and better off than where I am right now. So in the long run, I can't see myself being unhappy with the results. I know it'll be better than what it is right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You're moving towards what you want, and that's what counts.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you so much for accidentally calling, Andrea. We appreciate
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, take care.
All right.
Well, I think that we're going to wrap things up. That was a great topic tonight, wasn't it, Stacey? We had a lot of cool people, some really cool goals.
That was, and it's very timely, and it's really always good to check in with your goals, you know, because I was glad you thought of the topic because, you know, I've been sort of plateauing and hovering around my current weight and just kind of hanging out, which is great. For me, after being the queen of gaining weight back, just to be hanging out for 2 years at the same weight is fantastic, but it's always good to find a new challenge. I think it's very stimulating on a lot of levels, so thanks for the topic.
Robert, where'd Robert go?
I'm always here, man.
Oh, sorry, man. We got in a roll, and you know, we didn't hear from you for a little while.
Robert, do you have any springtime, summertime goals?
To get caught up. You know, I've talked to you, Stacey, about my workload. I basically want to get that under control. I've got a couple of extra projects. One is, of course, your forthcoming cookbook that I want to get wrapped up and, you know, just try to get things back under control again.
And then
I guarantee you, Robert was
working
while the show was playing, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Robert's been a saint and a friend and just a real I don't know where the company would be without him. We wouldn't have a show without him. And on top of everything he does, he has been working on my cookbook, doing the technical end. So I'm really, really grateful for that. And I think we're going to have to celebrate somehow when it finally hits the stands.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm sure we're going to be doing maybe a show around that. We'll be talking more about that. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks, Stacey's cookbook will be available as we get this thing wrapped up.
Cool.
I can't wait. Uh-huh. Awesome recipes on our website. And I'm telling you, I mean, you guys don't even realize, you know, Robert, I'm not even, you know, I said at the beginning of the show, I wasn't joking. Robert is the true unsung hero of DDP Yoga. When I'm riding with Dallas and Dallas is calling Robert 17 times in the car ride, Robert's there every time picking up, getting stuff done. You know, you really do a lot for this program, and people don't realize because Dallas is the face of the program, but, you know, you really do get stuff done around here, and you really are one of the true unsung heroes of this program.
I appreciate that, bro.
And, well, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's been a great time being on the show. I'm glad to be the new co-host for DDP Radio, and thank you guys very much. I'm excited to join the team and give back for all the support I've received in my 2+ years of my DDP Yoga lifestyle. And don't forget to check out Stacey Morris at her website, stacymorris.com. And you can find me at mike@90%.com. And thank you guys, Stacey, Robert, for having me join the team. For Robert McLaren, Stacey Morris, I'm Mike Mullins. Remember, you're one good workout away from a good mood. So own the mat, own the day, and own your life. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Bane. Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
This has been
Talk Radio.